This is a recording of Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Killiani for Sunday, February 28, 2016. Plan for Life Now can be heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Views expressed on this program are those of the sponsors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Asset allocation and diversification strategies cannot assure profit or protect against loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Capital Retirement Strategies and Cambridge Investment Research are not affiliated.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. This is Plan for Life Now with your hosts, Dave Murray and Steve Killiani.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show. Thanks for joining us another Sunday. Pretty soon, well, not pretty soon, in some point, we'll start to talk to the initial golfers.
Yeah, you're right. We'll go beyond just our church-going crowd.
Right, to our early morning tea time crowd.
Or a crowd that we haven't really, never really talked about, people taking their kids to soccer games or lacrosse games or whatever.
Right.
That's probably a little on the younger side.
Ah,
of
see,
audience,
you're already starting to get a grip on our demographic. That's going to be...
Well, I hope
that's going to be, for the most part, people taking their teenagers to things.
Okay.
That's the beginning of our demographic, I think.
Right.
But anyway, whoever you are, welcome. I mean, this is our big, and the first one you'll hear today, I guess, hopefully, Oscar show.
That's hoovy bally, hoovy Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Oscar preview before we get to financial stuff.
Break down our predictions for best picture.
It's interesting. I'll start. Well, I have a couple things on the Oscars, and then we'll move on. First of all, but that, best picture. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you one prediction, and only one prediction for tonight's Oscars. And why predicting Oscars is stupid. Best Picture, I think, is going to be the movie that Leonardo DiCaprio... Careful. You don't have to edit that. It was a mistake, and it wasn't, you know, leave it.
It's not that bad, right?
Leave it. Basically...
The Revenant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So the Best Picture, I didn't even know the name of it.
Have you seen it yet?
I won't go to see those types of movies. I'm not
really
into that.
Okay.
I'm not into that particular type of movie. It's the type of movie where... The hero, okay, first of all, some bear mauls him, and he's sort of dead. He's kind of dead. Let's bury him. This is from the trailers. Can't really drag this guy around. We'll bury him. He's more or less dead.
Not so dead.
And then he comes out of the grave, and it's all about revenge. I'm not a big revenge movie guy. That's why I don't watch a lot of Liam Neeson movies. I'm not a big revenge movie guy.
Okay, we'll have
but
to
anyway,
agree
but
to
that's
disagree.
That's my Oscar prediction. Leonardo DiCaprio will win the Oscar for Best Actor. Now, here's what I don't like about predicting Oscars. When we predict football games, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
In that prediction, I know from looking at the internet and looking at Oscar predicting that that's going to happen. Because everything I looked at, I said, hey, who's picking what?
Right.
So I can flaunt knowledge tonight. Everybody picks Leonardo DiCaprio. He won the Golden Globes or whatever.
That.
So it's done. That's not predicting. That's doing research and finding out someone who's going to win for sure.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the time you'll see these things where there are campaigns for certain actors or certain films, whatever, to win Best Picture, to win Best Actor, because maybe they've been passed over before. Oh, they really deserved it in the past, but we didn't give it to them. So, yeah, you're right. It's not a completely random outcome.
Okay. And then the other thing is, as you open up your Sunday paper today, a lot of stuff about Oscar parties. I think they're stupid. Now, if you're going to one, that's cool. You know.
Have fun. Yeah.
Not stupid, but it's like everybody goes to a Super Bowl party.
Right.
Or at least a lot of people do. Who goes to an Oscar party? I don't. Never been to one. Don't get it.
I've been to one.
I don't
one,
get it because
been...
what are you doing? I mean,
come on. It's just an excuse to get together,
exactly.
Drink. And right. You know what? Sometimes.
Because it's not really a Super Bowl party. It's an excuse to get together, but you're watching the Super Bowl.
Well.
Or at least football fans.
Some
are.
People are. I mean, if my
That's
wife
true.
Goes to those, she's not.
Yeah, gosh. But even most people gather around to watch at least. I mean, Oscar party, there's a lot of dead time.
Oh, yeah.
Here's to me the best Oscar party. record the Oscars. Start watching them 45 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Then you miss the commercials and, quite frankly, things you don't really want to watch.
Right.
I don't really need to watch the entire Lifetime Achievement Award of somebody
right.
or a long song.
So, tell me how this is going to tie into financial planning.
It's going to tie
into... Because I'm dying to know.
It's going to tie into financial planning in two ways. One is The Big Short is up for a lot of Oscars, and
okay.
this will be a lot of people's introduction to that movie, which I think you all should watch if you want to learn something about the complication of finance and how you need to have some sort of basic understanding of things going forward, or it could be bad for you.
Well, and to give everybody a very brief synopsis, because the movie's been out there for a while, the book's been out there for even longer, you know, the whole idea of this book slash movie is that there were a handful of people who did foresee the financial crisis coming in 2007, 2008, and found ways to profit from that. Now, we've talked about this in the past. Dave's seen the movie. I've read the book. I need to go see the movie, or it's probably coming out on cable or Netflix pretty soon. But the whole idea behind this is, and this I feel like gives people this false sense of, hey, I could do this. I could be one of these people. What I really think you should take away is it's so hard to predict these things. It's so hard to know what they're going to be that some of these people that did it, yeah, they had some insight, they had some intelligence, but they also had a lot of luck. And that luck resulted in them making tens of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And that's great. But there's a lot of examples that people that were brilliant, and I'm doing air quotes, I don't know why I would do that on the radio, brilliant, quote unquote, in the financial crisis, and then not so brilliant after. Because you can get brilliant, or I'll translate to lucky, once or twice, and then not so lucky the next time.
Right. I mean, really a big part of our strategies as we run capital retirement strategies is to not be predicting things.
I was going to say, a big part of our strategy is the opposite of what those guys
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Predicting things, hoping you're right on what is essentially a bet.
Yeah.
And if you're wrong, you lose out. If you're right, great. But that's no way to plan for your retirement.
Right.
Retirement, you need to be looking at things for the long haul. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things out of the Oscar that ties into financial.
Okay.
The other I thought about was, and we never talk about this one, what the Oscars are an award for supposedly the best actor, best actress, best whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's subjective.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily. Now, I think sometimes you can be in agreement on one particular performance, but there have been some amazing performances over the years that are the all-time greatest performances that the person never won an Oscar for, or the film never won Best Picture.
Well, I mean, that's kind of my point, what I was saying earlier, how there'll be certain actors or certain directors that, you know, for instance, Martin Scorsese didn't get an Oscar for Goodfellas, and people said it felt like, oh my gosh, he's been passed over for a number of films. We really need to have him get an Oscar for The Departed or whatever else.
Right. So now, how does that tie into this? I think awards for financial advisors is stupid. I think it's inane. I think it's not something you should base the choice of your financial advisor. Your financial advisor may have won an award. I would not base my choice of picking one based on awards.
Right.
You and I never talk about this, but we'll delve into it a little bit right now. Why do I think it's ridiculous? First of all, look at what the criteria for the award is. In many fields, professional fields, not just ours, but certainly in ours, the criteria to me doesn't directly relate to working with you.
Mm-hmm.
The client. The criteria might be most assets under management.
Well, yeah.
Eligible for this award if you have tons of money under management. Well, I think that shows several things. It shows you might have experience, but what else might it show? It might show you're just great at marketing.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, what does my financial advisor actually do? How do they work with me? You know, what kind of plans do they put together? How do you quantify that to compare that, you know, from one advisor to another? Well, it's very hard to do. I mean, you'd have to do surveys of hundreds of different people. I mean, it's not easy to do. But to say, hey, You've got the most of assets under management. That's easy to quantify. And, yeah, you can give out awards simply based on that.
Yeah.
So you're right. It's not really a good metric.
Right. So don't, you know, how do you pick an advisor? There's a whole bunch of different ways to do that. We would argue, for us, one of them, those ways, would be if you're listening to this radio show and you're listening to me, Dave Murray, and Steve there, Steve Kiliani, and you're like, hey, this advisor, and we do, we basically work with people in their 50s and 60s when we meet them, doing retirement planning, retirement strategies, and that you might fit you, and then you listen to this, and then you come to our talk, which I'll talk about in a second, our seminar, or you just call up us and want to get together, you're working with us.
Mm-hmm.
That might be one way to judge. Here's an award. We get the award for doing a radio show, and then if people work with us, they're actually working with the people they hear on the radio show. There's no award for that.
Right.
But I think that's important. That connection that you've made with the people, when the people on the radio talk about what they do, their experience, their
right.
personal experience with clients, that's different than someone who works for the people on the radio or
yep.
some colleague of the people you heard
well,
on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, because then you're going to either have some sort of disconnect. So even in the most streamlined organization, there's going to be a disconnect if you're hearing one person working with another person. And then there's also going to be this dilution of knowledge, of ability, of whatever, of, you know, all of this stuff. So you're not actually going to get what you heard on the radio or in the seminar. So I often have talked about how I could see myself if I were on the other side of the speakers right now, if I were sitting there listening. I'm not going to be somebody who's just going to randomly, you know, say, oh, yeah, that sounds fantastic. I think I'll go in and I'll do everything. I'm going to be somebody who's going to be a little cautious. I'm going to say, okay, it sounds good so far, but I'm not easily convinced. Let me go to one of these talks. Go to one of the talks, hear the consistent message. Yeah, okay, this still makes sense to me. This still follows what I believe in. Let me sit down with these guys, not once, but at least twice, and now I hear a consistent message. Now I see a plan that's in line with what I'm thinking. Now I'm going to be comfortable doing something. That's me personally. That's what it would take for me to work with an advisor.
Right. So, and then I also think if there were an award for working with people like me, I'm thinking as a client now, all the same, these people I'm working with have a lot of experience dealing with my situation, which is one of the things we promote.
Right.
Working in that environment. Okay. So I'm going to talk about our seminar. First, the apology from you.
From me?
From you.
To who?
Me.
To you?
Yeah, because you didn't think I could tie the Oscars
into
a legitimate segment about financial planning.
I in no way doubted that you could. I was getting a little anxious when
okay.
we were 4 minutes in.
All right, so you're saying that was more of a segue.
Come on, I've been working with you for 8 years. I knew you could do it.
All right. Retirement strategies for people over 55. That's our talk. It is in Tuesday, March 22nd at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. Or Wednesday, March 23rd at Clyde's and Tyson's Corner. We do a dinner and talk, starts at 6:30, completely free of charge. And to register, two ways. One is the phone line, 888-582-4582. The other is planforlifenow.com. So that's one thing you could do. If you just want to find out more about us, get together with us. You don't have time to go to a seminar. Again, you can go to the phone line, 888-582-4582, or you can just go to our website and contact us and find out more about us at planforlifenow.com. But we encourage you to come to the talk because you find out a lot about us, about our strategies, about, you know, get to meet us in person and sort of see that before you decide to do anything. Retirement strategies for people over 55. Again, it's in March, Tuesday the 22nd, Normandy Farm, Potomac, Wednesday the 23rd, Clyde's and Tyson's. 888-582-4582 to register or planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. This is Plan for Life Now, and the question is, how long will life go for? It can go a really long time, and And ultimately, what we talk about every week is your money has to last that really long time, even if you live to, which a lot of you can't imagine, to 100.
Yep. And we get a lot of people, when we say that, living to 100, who just roll their eyes. They say, no, 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 not going to happen. My family, we don't live that long. Well, you might not have noticed this, but there is a bit of a, how do you say this word, centurion? Is it people who live to 100?
Yeah.
There's a boom going on right now, and essentially since the year 2000, the number of people in this country over the age of 100 is up 44%. And I don't think this should be surprising for most people. We talk about it all the time, how medical science is getting better at keeping people alive. You're going to have more people crossing that mark. And the numbers going forward are just as great as far as the increases. So you might shake your head at that, but it's something that you've got to consider there. So we talk about making sure that your investment portfolio can last that long. So if we're talking about somebody who's retiring at 60 or 65, you're talking about a 35, 40-year retirement.
Right.
But there was an article that I was reading that was talking about how might we have to change the retirement system. Now, I don't agree with pretty much anything they say in this article, but I thought it was interesting in the sense that we know there has to be changes. We've got problems with Social Security. We've got problems with Medicare, with Medicaid, with all these things. So here are some proposals, and we can just kind of poke holes in these things as we go. Proposals to stem the 100-year-old financial crisis.
Okay.
That's the way they title this right here. Here's one idea. Older workers can be considered paid up on Social Security after they've worked for 40 years. Right? What does this basically mean? When you pay into Social Security, you keep paying in if you've worked since you were 18 and you are 68 years old and you've worked for 50 years, you keep paying into the system. This article, they're proposing, after 40 years, you're paid up. Now, okay, let's think about this for a second. Does Social Security have a ton of extra money right now? Just floating around?
No, apparently not.
No, I don't think
so. The opposite, I think, may be true.
Yeah, so I don't see how. I mean, some of these things that are nice, they're talking about how to
Sounds
put more
Bernie
money.
Sounds Bernie Sanders-ish.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of yourself there. Yeah, it does a little bit. To encourage people to work past the age of 70, they talk about paying people a lump sum of Social Security benefits that they could have collected. Once again, nice, not free. It's got to come from somewhere. They also in here talk about adopting some sort of guaranteed income similar to Europe or Canada.
That's not good. Wow.
Not happening. This is incredible.
So far, you're encouraging me not to live to 100. That's what I'm getting out of this so far.
Well, I mean, I'm just highlighting what they're talking about here.
Okay.
But the big one, the big elephant in the room that we talk about a lot is long-term care. And long-term care is clearly an issue. Medicare doesn't pay for it. Medicaid doesn't have money, and you've got to spend down all your assets. So the one thing that they bring up that might actually be viable at some point is having either the federal government or states or both have more incentives for people to buy long-term care.
Right. Now, there's a good one. You know what? Because right now there are some state tax incentives.
Right.
But they're very small. But there should be some just flat-out federal tax incentives right off, being able to write off this insurance in some way, shape, or form.
Well, and you'd really have to take a big-picture look at things to say this write-off is going to be worth it in the long term, because nobody else is going to pay for the care.
Yeah. So our seminar is Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. It's in March, coming up already, Tuesday, March 22nd, Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland, or Wednesday, March 23rd at Clyde's and Tyson's. The dinner and seminar is completely free of charge, starting at 6:30. If you're interested, go to the phone line, 888-582-4582, or our website, planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. We'll do a little news and traffic here, and we'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We're the stronger than we look type.
I've had type 1 diabetes since I was 2.
The braver than you think type.
I have to take insulin shots every single day.
The type that sees the odds and says they're meant to be overcome.
The research JDRF is funding, it's life-changing.
We're the plan for a cure type.
And I grow up, I hope type 1 diabetes will be something I used to have.
The closer than you think type.
Things like the artificial pancreas, they aren't ideas. They're happening right now.
The type that will stop at nothing.
No more blood sugar tests.
Absolutely nothing.
No more insulin shots.
Until type 1 becomes type none.
Support JDRF, the world's largest funder of type 1 diabetes research. So one day you can say, I helped turn type 1 into type none. Join us now at JDRF.org and spread the word. Hashtag type none.
Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. We'll do a quick little plug for our seminar that's coming up in March. A lot of you say, hey, I didn't get the phone number. I didn't get the website. To me, it feels like that's all I do is give the phone number and the website. But the seminar is Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. It is, you know, we do a very specific seminar because we really think that there's a group that needs the kind of work that we do, needs financial planning, investment planning in general. But, you know, it's really magnified when you're over 55 years old, when you don't have a pension. If I were to say who should be coming to this, over 55, no pension.
Or not enough
pension. Or very small pension. You're right. Relying on Social Security for your guaranteed income and a little bit of pension maybe. And you got to fill in the gap with the rest of your retirement investments as far as retirement income is concerned, that being 401ks, that being IRAs, you know what your retirement assets are. So we feel that that takes some real strategy, a little bit of sophistication, putting a plan together, organizing the assets you currently have. Mm-hmm. A lot of you are just flat out have a lot of investments, but you're not organized, and you need to be for all this. So that's our seminar, Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. It's Tuesday, March 22nd at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. It's Wednesday, March 23rd at Clyde's and Tyson's. We do a dinner and talk, starts exactly at 6:35, completely free of charge. And if you'd like to come, if what I just described is you, you can register on the phone line, 888-582-4582, or on our website, planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582, or planforlifenow.com. It's that time of year again, Steve. It's tax time. And for many of our listeners, this is tax time because they actually do them ahead of time.
Yeah, our listeners, they don't wait till April 14th. And Yeah, I saw this article, new website that I really enjoy. You know, there's a million of these financial websites out there. Some of them are just written by, you know, some guy who works downtown and just writes a website and, you know, I don't know, he could be saying great stuff or terrible stuff. So I found this new one that I like. It's called Financial Ducks in a Row. And it's actually written by a financial advisor somewhere, somebody who seems to know what they're doing. And the title of this most recent article was Doing My Own Taxes Cost Me $10,000.
Right? Wow.
So this guy's a financial advisor, I think based down in Texas or something. But I mean, he's a, you know, he's a guy who knows finances, knows investments. He's in the industry, not a tax guy, but he's in the industry. And he said what happened was his CPA retired a couple years ago, was an older guy. And when he retired, he said, you know what? Maybe I don't need to get another CPA. I think maybe I could do this myself. And in fact, as he was, you know, as I'm reading this, I'm reminded of these commercials. I don't know if you've seen them, and I won't call out the exact product, but it is a do-it-yourself tax software.
Right.
And they've got some just regular person who's sitting there, you know, looking at their taxes on their phone or computer. And then they have some genius guy who comes in and they'll say, Professor so-and-so from MIT University, robotics, blah, 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 you know, and he'll come on and he'll say, looks like you're getting a refund this year. And the person will look up at them and go, yeah, okay, I see that. And their whole point is you don't have to be a genius to do your taxes.
Right.
Right. And that's, of course, with these do-it-yourself software. And believe me, they're phenomenal. They are good. But this guy goes through and talks about some of the mistakes that he made and, you know, why he didn't know what he didn't know and things like that. And I kind of took this and was thinking about this from the perspective of a financial advisor. And a lot of people will think, oh, gosh, you know, I can do this myself. I don't need to hire a financial advisor. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, good enough. I read books. I read websites. I think I can really figure this out. And for the most part, they might be right. But then all it takes is that one or two mistakes that can be big mistakes that all of a sudden all those gains that they thought they were getting from doing it themselves get wiped out right there. And I think he goes through and talks about, that's obviously kind of the point that he was making as well, a few different points. I don't know what I don't know, right? So you might say, well, gosh, I know a lot about mutual funds, ETFs, annuities, gold, REITs, whatever, but maybe you don't know the things that you don't know. I mean, your knowledge set is limited to whatever you've read there, and you're not looking at the entire industry there. He makes the point that it makes sense to hire people before you make mistakes. So,
makes sense.
And I mean, this is certainly true with financial advisors. It's very hard to go to a financial advisor in the midst of a financial crisis and say, God, stock market's down 30%, 40%. What can you do to fix it? And the advisor's going to say, that's hard. I mean, we're down this much. I can't perform magic on your portfolio. It'd be a lot better if we had positioned things before the crisis happened, right? And here's another one that I'm also going to use my own personal story on. He said, hiring a professional reduces anxiety, okay? I might have mentioned this on the air, that my aunt passed away just a little bit over a year ago at this point, and I was named as executor of her estate. Right. Not a huge estate, but, you know, there's obviously investments involved. There's real estate involved, all these things.
Right.
And I talked to an attorney He said, okay, we'll help walk you through it. We'll hold your hand. We'll do all this stuff. It'll be about $7,500 to do it.
Right.
Right. And I took that and I didn't really know what I'm doing because I've never settled an estate before. But obviously, I'm somebody who has some knowledge of finance. And I went back and I talked to my uncle, who was my aunt's brother. And my uncle's not the executor. He has no power in this. I do. But he said, oh, that's a ripoff. I said, oh, that's dumb. Why would you pay that?
Right.
That's dumb. You don't need to pay that. This is easy. Blah, 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 blah. Now, he does not really have to do anything. He can say that and go back home and, you know, do whatever he's doing. And I, as the executor, have to deal with all this stuff. And for the most part, he's right. Most of it's pretty easy. It's just a matter of filling out forms, things like that. Now I've come across some more complicated issues where there's unfiled taxes from the past, where there are tax liens based on unfiled taxes, and it's getting a little more complicated. And let me tell you what, my anxiety due to that has gone up considerably. Right? I'm all of a sudden, I'm stressed out about this. I don't know if I'm doing it right. I don't want to screw this up, make a mistake. It's dragging on longer. It's taking away from time that I could either spend with my kids or I could, you know, work on business, things that I like to do.
Right.
So now I'm spending all this time and energy on this when I'm regretting now that I didn't just hire the attorney to hold my hand and walk me through this.
I think that's interesting, first of all. I would say, and add a couple things to our job, though. There's a difference in age, and it matters. And I'll give you a perfect example. When you're talking about hiring a financial, my 23-year-old daughter, she's just started a job. Does she need to be paying a financial advisor to basically tell her the funds, the growth, the index mutual fund she should be picking, at least I think she should be picking, in her 401k at 23 years old? Does she need to pay an advisor for that?
Nope.
I don't think so. Honestly, I just don't think so. Look at taxes for her. It's a probably some 1040 easy. If I'm not a CPA, I have no, you know, it's not tough.
Right.
It's not something. But then look at the situations that we're talking about. Look at the name of our talk, Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. In the from the financial plan, and we even go further, you don't have a huge pension. You have your 401ks, your IRAs, your other investments. You have maybe a little pension in Social Security or maybe no pension. And now you have to create a retirement plan with all the vehicles, like Steve mentioned, you've heard of, but how do you organize this? How do you put it together? How do you deal with the anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the estate planning situation that you're going through.
Right.
Similar to a big corporation with taxes or a small business with taxes to do or whatever that lead, there's complications.
Right.
So there is that angle of this whole deal. But for the people we're talking to, you fall in the category.
Well,
you know, of the people who should really be getting your act together, seeking advice and having that advice followed through with as the years go on.
Well, let me even expand on my analogy a little bit because, you know, frankly, it's stressing me out a little bit, but I'm, you know, obviously I'm going to figure it out. Might wind up going back and hiring this attorney anyway. But if I screw up, I mean, okay, you're talking about maybe the estate has to pay some penalties. It might be a little bit more hassle. But if I screw up at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. I mean, this right. is not like, oh, hey, I can afford to retire or I can't afford to retire. For me, it's just, okay, extra time, extra hassle, maybe some extra fees from the estate. When we're talking about retirement, screwing up could mean I got to work another 10 years. Believe me, we saw this an awful lot where people said, oh, I didn't never think that the market could go down like that, so I was positioned as such. I didn't think I needed to diversify. I didn't think I needed any protection in there. And when you're wrong on that, you don't simply have to do a few extra forms and, you know, take a little extra time.
Right.
You've got to work for another 5 or 10 years.
Yep. That's why we do what we do. Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. That's the name of our talk. Tuesday, March 22nd at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. Or Wednesday, March 23rd at Clyde's in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Our dinner and talk start almost exactly at 6, about 6:35. We do the body of the talk while you're eating dinner. It usually ends about 10 till 8. And then we do a full question and answer. And then after that, if you want to get together with us, you have the opportunity to say on a sheet of paper, yeah, I want these guys to follow up. No one's following up while you're there. No one's embarrassing you while you're there. You can just say, no, I don't want you guys to follow up. But if you do want us to follow up, if it seems to make sense to you for us to have an initial meeting, that initial meeting is with me, Dave Murray, and Steve there, Steve Kiliani. It's with us. It's not with someone else who you haven't been listening to every Sunday from 8 to 9, except for the days that you're doing something else, which is probably more Sundays than not. But anyway, so if you'd like to come, 888-582-4582, or register on the website, planforlifenow.com. Retirement Strategies for People Over 55, Tuesday, March 22nd, Normandy Farm in Potomac. Wednesday the 23rd, Clyde's and Tyson's. 888-582-4582 to register, or planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. We'll do a quick break. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Welcome back to Plan for Life Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back to the show. Boy, this hour flies. It is fun. Well, I can only speak for Steve and I.
We have
a good time.
Fun.
We have fun. And
absolutely.
Ken, of course.
Say what? Say what?
Yeah. Ken, like, that delay was
miserable.
God.
Steady job. A couple extra potatoes. That's all I want.
Ew. Ken has a cold. He's miserable. Oh, he's having fun.
Hey, pal. You got a show to do. What do you say?
Ken's thinking about his band's next gig, right?
He's having fun. Oh, Ken is talented. He is a talented musician.
You cannot be serious!
And producer. I wish I was multi-talented. But anyway, so we were just talking during the break, our ideal. This is the person who should be. Now, there's many of you who should come meet with us or come to our talk. But I think of a certain person that I think it is like go time. Big time go time. You're 60.
Mm-hmm.
You're 59 and a half. Why does that matter? Because now, at this age, you can, while still contributing to your 401k at work, if you're a government
person,
TSP, while still contributing and still getting your matches and all that stuff, you can roll over that money. The tax implication of that rollover is none.
Is none.
And then you can use that money to put together this retirement plan or to help put together this retirement plan. Remember, if you're under 59 and a half, you can't do that if you're still working there. You've left a company. Yeah, of course you can use those 401ks or whatever, but or the TSP. But when you're 59 and a half or older, you're still working there. It might be a big chunk of money if you've been lucky enough to work at one place for a long time. Now you can roll that over and start to put together the strategy. But the strategy for this, quote, perfect client for us, well, it's really imperative that you do this, in our opinion, if you don't have a pension. Or your pension is very small.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who say, you know what, I didn't even notice this, but from some other job, I notice I get $500 a month.
Yep.
Or sometimes even $1,000 a month. Is it indexed for inflation? No, it's from some other job.
We see this an awful lot with people who at one point worked for one of the defense contractors in the area, because you guys do tend to hop around a little bit. But if you worked for Raytheon, General Dynamics, Lockheed, Northrop, Boeing, IBM, you know, a lot of those companies used to have pension plans. So we'll see a lot of people who say, I've got a little bit of pension from whatever company, but it's $1,000 a month and it's not indexed for inflation. So I know I have that. I know I'll have Social Security. The rest of my retirement income is kind of a question mark. Not sure where that's coming from.
Right. And then I'll say, that's it. To do this kind of planning, when you start to look at investment planning, really, and what your choices are, and you have to withdraw money pretty soon.
Right.
Not just save it up. That's where I find that the advice, we'll say even the advice out on the radio airwaves, lacking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear a lot of how do I go about doing that.
Well, there's
specifically.
There's no distinction in there made between how do I plan for investments when I'm accumulating assets and I'm just growing them. Maybe you're like me. I'm 36 years old. I'm not planning on taking money out for probably another 25 or 30 years. It's very different when you're actually taking money out. Things like dollar cost averaging actually work against you when you're taking money out. So you need to have an income plan that's different from your accumulation plan.
Right. And then you'll find, I think, some of the advice general that you might hear and polarizing. General being it's not really helping your situation. Polarizing is one group of people think that this income planning is everything, that you go overboard, that you lock up all your money in products where there's zero flexibility or liquidity.
Right.
I think anybody would agree that's extremely dangerous. The other side is just as dangerous. Ignore the fact you have an income issue in retirement. And I've literally heard this before. Just the years when the market's crashed, I guess you're just not going to be able to spend much those years.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's not a plan. If that's where you end up and you never put it together a plan and you're going by that.
Yeah, I mean, having a
plan.
Because
without putting a plan together, that is the answer.
Yeah.
And it's the wrong answer.
Having a plan, we've talked about this before, but the ways to deal with the retirement income question and having one of the ways is just like Dave said, decrease your income in years when the markets are down. The popularity or acceptance rate of that plan by real human beings, incredibly low. Nobody wants that, and there are alternatives to that.
So this is what we do. This is what our seminar is all about. Retirement strategies for people over 55. It's Tuesday, March 22nd at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland, or Wednesday, March 23rd at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Our dinner and talk is completely free of charge, starts at 6:30, but you do have to register. And to do that, there's two ways. One is the phone line. It's an easy number to remember because we picked it a long time ago when there were more 888 numbers to pick. 888-582-4582. 888 582-4582. The other way to register is to go to our website, planforlifenow.com. Tuesday, the 22nd of March, Normandy Farm, Potomac. Wednesday, the 23rd, Clyde's and Tyson's. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582 or register on our website, planforlifenow.com. Enjoy your Oscars this evening. We'll see you next Sunday.